Hey everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Decided to do a quick episode today, and today's episode is gonna be about honor. It just so happened that I had a very interesting thing happen to me, and I consider myself to be a very honorable man because honor stands before many other things. Probably the only other thing that stands before honor is family. But I put up a figurine of Odin, the Allfather, for auction on eBay. And I haven't used eBay in many years. I think last time I used eBay was like 2012. But something just drove me to do this, to go through with this. And I did. And I let everybody know through my social media networks that I was going to do this, and I did not know how it was going to turn out, but I put it with a minimum bid of 99¢ and no reserve, because I don't consider reserve to be a very honorable thing, especially if you want to sell something at auction. I mean, why not just put it up as buy something now at specific price? Why yank somebody's chain, put it up for auction for a small price, and put a huge reserve on it? No, I put no reserve on it, put a 99-cent minimum bid, and I put the minimum auction length. I put in 24 hours. Because, I mean, if there's going to be interest in it, it's going to be within 24 hours. If not, there's not. So what I did is I put everything in, set everything up, and today I checked, which is 24 hours later, and my Odin figurine sold for $125. And I do find it kind of interesting, but it did sell to one of my viewers on my YouTube channel, and he immediately messaged me and he said, you know, I never expected to go so low, so if you want to cancel the transaction, go ahead. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm like, no. I went in knowing full well that this could happen. And I consider myself to be very honorable. So you got it for $125. That means our ancestors wanted you to have for $125. I am not about to go against the will of the universe or the will of my ancestors. So I'm going to ship him out the Odin figurine tomorrow. I'm very happy that he got it. It is actually shipping to a country that I did not expect to ship it to, because I thought it was going to ship to the United States, but it's all right. It's also a good way to make friends, because I lost you can say I lost some money on this figurine, but here's a huge but. Universe tends to balance itself. So I'm not going to become any poorer because I lost a couple bucks in a figurine. Well, a couple bucks in quotation marks. But, you lose some, you gain some. Universe tends to balance itself out. And I think that remaining honorable is more important than money. So I'm very excited to ship this figurine to this viewer of mine. And I want to hear his feedback once he receives it. Because, again, this is the first time I tried auction through eBay in 7 years. Yeah, 2012, last time I used eBay. So I'm very excited. It's gonna give me some material to talk about on my YouTube channel, on the podcast, as you see currently. And probably something good will come out of it. Everything happens for a reason. If I was supposed to make a ton of money from this figurine, I'd have people bidding left and right. But again, everything happens for a reason. Nothing just happens as an accident. So I'm very anxious to see what this leads to. I always tell people, you just gotta remember the nine virtues. And I actually should touch bases on the nine virtues on this channel. I will probably do that one of these days. But remember the nine virtues. Try to be a virtuous individual. I'm not going to say men, because I've met some very virtuous women and maiden in my life. So try to be a very virtuous individual. Remember honor. Remember your duty to your ancestors and your family, to your kin. And just try to be a good person, because trust me, it's very difficult to go outside these days, to go into any social setting and meet good people, because very many people have been ruined and spoiled by current political systems, by current situation in the world, by just whatever you name it. I mean, I've dealt with kids even today that are so rude, so obnoxious. Thank God they're not my kids. But it really makes you think where the world is heading to. At the same time, I also dealt with other kids today that proved to be very honorable and very loyal to their friends. So again, the world is split, and no matter how dark it may seem to some of us on any given day, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, because there's always light that's present in this dark world. And I was very happy to see even kids today that are displaying such qualities as honor. I mean, these kids are 10 years old, and they're like, the way they behave makes them appear very honorable. So since topic is honor today, you know, just evaluate yourself, look at yourself, and see if you are honorable individual or if you're not. But if it just happens that you're not a very honorable individual, it's never too late to change. You have to awaken that within yourself. You have to awaken honor within yourself. And you can always become a very honorable individual. If you don't know what it is, read up on it. Find some old books that speak about honor, honor in nobility, and learn what honor is, and become a better person. And then later, maybe you will help somebody else become a better person. It's like ripples on the water when a stone is dropped in. I just dropped in a stone, and the ripples have begun to expand in every direction. And it's up to you to keep those ripples going. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you guys later.